Hi, I'm Larry Gregory from Microsoft here at BizSpark Incubation Week in Boston. I'm here with Anand and Pat from BumpTop. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. So tell us a little bit about BumpTop. What do you do?
Sure. So BumpTop is an innovative 3D desktop solution that enhances your workspace experience. So it's built to really leverage some of the upcoming touch hardware, multi-touch hardware. The idea is that, like, you know, our interface we use today were designed around the mouse and keyboard, and we're sort of designed 20 years ago, and we're sort of rethinking the desktop and really making it sing on touch hardware in particular. Now, you can use a mouse or keyboard, but so some of the things we do is go beyond the, I mean, most multi-touch interfaces, you know, have pan and zoom, and sort of stop at that. We've got 14 gestures that take, you know, the side of your hand, or use your fingers to crop photos and them, and make interactions, especially everyday interactions, really easy to do and simplify everyday tasks. So some of the things you can do is, if I want to move files on the email, I can just toss it up to the email icon or toss stuff up to Facebook. And you know, if I've got a USB key, I can plug it in, move stuff on and off. And so just really making fluid and really natural things that you do every day. So trying to make touch really useful, trying to make touch social by integrating things like Facebook and Twitter. You can toss things onto there. And just a really sort of fun, joyful experience, because it's part of, I think, what touch brings.
Yeah, fun was definitely the word that came to mind in seeing the demo. It was just like total eye candy of what you can do with it. How do you translate that into beyond a fun thing to being something that that compels people to want to actually pay for it?
Yeah, I mean, it's
the persona you're going after in terms of target customers.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways it's really anyone with a Windows PC or with a touch PC. You know, it's really suited to be really natural to touch. How do we get you know, people to pay for it? I mean, that's always a product listening challenge. So we have a free version and we have a pro version, because we see ourselves as a really sort of important UI in this new sort of touch world, and we want to have as wide distribution as possible. We want BumpTop to be synonymous with multi-touch. And so part of it is kind of a land grab strategy. So even if we want you to be using BumpTop even if you're not paying for it. But how will we make money? I mean, there's other ways, there's other sort of aspects of our business that I think help us, you know, become a sustainable business.
So what's the difference between free and the pro?
Sure. So all the multi-touch features are pro, for example. So that's a premium feature.
And you get the different look and feel from the free version, mm-hmm. but then you get the multi-touch enabled.
Yeah, so you get things like you get tiles in free, you get the physics in free, you get the 3D interface in free, all the themes and customizations and things you can do in free. In Pro, you get multi-touch, you get
toss to USB keys.
Yeah, sticky notes. You can have an unlimited number of sticky notes. That's limited in the free version. Thumbnails are richly previewed for things beyond Windows, so Photoshop files, you know, Targa files, all kinds of crazy file formats. Are supported in Pro as well.
Okay, so it's not just multi-touch, but there's a spectrum of things that you limit on the free version.
That's right.
Ultimately, someone would say, why is there a limit here? And they'll
exactly.
be compelled to go premium. Okay, cool. In terms of technology, anything you can share in terms of what's under the hood?
Sure. Well, this summer, basically, the big push for us was to get our multi-touch features in. So we're doing development on Windows 7, which was really great. One of the cool things was that we had this co-op student who'd never had a co-op job before, came in, like, first-year student, and, you know, we said, we want you to work on this multi-touch stuff. And within about a day, he was, like, diving into the APIs and had, like, basic multi-touch stuff going,
nice.
Which was really cool. And we really had fun, like, brainstorming about the different gestures we could support, and we found that the API was really great to work with, the Windows 7 Touch API. It really made it pretty easy. Like, we had one or two days of kind of getting to know it, and then beyond that, we were just basically Sorry. Sailing.
Good. Any advice you give other entrepreneurs or developers that are just starting out?
Yeah, I mean, so I think some of the, you know, out of the gate, some of the stumbles we made was probably just, or rather the advice I would say is just focus on building. I mean, there's so many distractions that you can do in terms of raising money. You can burn a lot of time there, or even, like, you know, haggling over terms on a term sheet or whatever. You know, that can set you back in big ways. Raising money takes a lot of time, and I mean, you know, some of the money we pursued was government money, and so there's a lot of, you know, bureaucracy and red tape involved in that. So we, you know, you, can be really efficient with your time if you can just focus on building. And that's not always easy if you're like a kid from grad school or undergrad, and you don't necessarily have a nest egg from working at a Microsoft or something like that. But, a nice little cushion to sort of propel yourself. But I mean, if you can find a way, I would say just like build as fast as possible and get that product in the hands as fast as possible and start iterating on your assumptions. I mean, I know there was even for us, like there was a balance between, and we probably held BumpTop pretty close to our chest for a while after launch, like after a YouTube video, but partially because the expectations of the 3 million views are so high that you really want to make sure that when we do release, it's something, of really tangible quality. But, I mean, we had to sort of force ourselves to even get it beyond our machines to be like, okay, you're the first person who can actually try it now. And then to go to from there to actually the public usage, we used the Google metric of behind Gmail of having 100 happy users before we launched. So we had like 150, so we're like, okay, we're ready to launch.
Okay, good. Well, good luck with the rest of Incubation Week. BumpTop sounds like a really interesting crowd. Good luck with it.
Great, thanks. Thank you.